Thing ready, you know the drill, and you ready? If
yeah, we'll
get
I'm ready.
Okay, let's get things rolling. Kurt and I in 3, 2, and 1. Elementary principal at Alta, Kurt Hanna, is our guest with the spotlight. And Kurt, it was a big day last week on Friday for you and all involved at the Alta Elementary building. Congratulations on the ribbon cutting that you hosted.
Yeah, it was an amazing thing. You know, we've been working at this since 2013 to get a tornado safe room, but then also turn those rooms into preschool rooms. Going to be a wonderful thing to have everybody under one roof. You know, for the ribbon cutting, though, we actually bust down all of our preschool students, and they got to be on the TV, and they got to be interviewed and everything like that, and they're just beaming. And it was amazing to see just how happy they can actually be. You know, there's still some things that need to get done, some finishing work, but we're very excited for the future of Alta.
Hey, are you wrapping up second quarter? Am I right? Or is that sometime down the road?
Yeah, isn't that crazy? I think I talked to you a couple months ago and we were wrapping up first quarter.
Right.
So, no, we're wrapping up second quarter. Friday, January 5th, we're wrapping not only second quarter, but the semester as a whole. The high school students are taking semester tests this week. And, you know, we're going to be doing report cards and things like that right after break. But it's just crazy how fast things fly when you're having fun, right?
Right on. And I know there's some fun times ahead for your students because we'll talk more about that in a moment. But what about Thursday now? What's going on at school?
Okay, so tomorrow we've got an awesome thing. We are going to, and we've done the store. You know, kiddos get tickets that they can earn for good behavior, and then they're able to buy, quote-unquote, buy things in the store.
Mm-hmm.
And so then tomorrow they get to walk down to our PBIS store and buy just items for themselves or for their classmates or for their family, and just a good way to show the good behavior that our students are having and then, you know, the positive things that they can do for others as well.
That's good.
And so that's happening. And then we might have... I got to check with Santa's schedule, but he might be stopping by tomorrow to have students kind of just tell him, you know, what's going on with them and make sure that they're doing the good things that they need to do as well.
Well, let's hope Santa can make some time for all your awesome students. And I know you're going to make some time for a school-wide movie. That'll be fun.
Yeah. You know, we tried this last year and then we got snowed out, and I'm not quite sure about the weather this year either, but we're going to try it again. We're going to drive all the kids down to the Roxy, and we're going to watch Annabelle's Wish. And then, you know, the reason behind all of this is the fact that our students achieved their hallway behavior goal, which is walking appropriately down the hallway. They had 1 month to achieve 100 good acknowledgments, and we highlighted those by having light bulbs along the hallway, and then they got to light up the Christmas tree once they achieved that goal.